Coach, kind of another typical Vanderbilt South Carolina game, just hard-fought battle again.
Yeah, it was, and they were, you know, they were as good against us tonight as they've been all season long. And I told our team that's really a compliment to how our program has grown and what they've been able to accomplish, because they we're going to get people's best shot, and you know, people know we're undefeated. We're gonna get their best shot, and our guys responded, made free throws, took care of the ball. I did a great job on the boards in the second half, and I'm really, really proud of them.
I know it had to be frustrating at times. You'd build a lead to 9 on a couple of occasions, and then seemed like you had a chance maybe to get a little cushion and give South Carolina credit. They were able to work their way back in.
Yeah, they were. We hurt ourselves a little bit. We were up 9 at one point, and we had a fast break, 3-on-2 or 1, and Jermaine tried the alley-oop instead of trying to make the easy play, and what put us up 11. And now if you get a couple way, but instead it went the other way. They came back and got back in the game.
Talk about in that second half. AJ had 4 points in the first half, and it seemed like there was a point in the second half where the emphasis was let him.
And, you know, I think at the start of the game, I think our guys thought, you know, the crowd's here. We're gonna go out here, especially Shane and Red, to be honest with you. They just went out and we kind of started jacking threes, even though the pregame emphasis was let's get the ball inside because we think that we've got an advantage there. And we take 10 threes in the first 8 minutes of the game or so, and then we have a bunch of turnovers. So AJ was never able to get in a flow, and finally in the second half we gave it to him enough to where he got in a flow, and they had a hard time guarding him.
Is the turnovers kind of the biggest frustration for you right now?
Yeah, I'd say it's up there. But I thought tonight we took quick bad shots, and shot selection and turnovers are a reflection of coaching. I just believe that. And if I can't get guys to do, and these guys are great about doing what I ask them to do, but it's my fault if they're out there casting shots. You know, I got a place for them where they won't cast them. They'll have to sit and watch. And I didn't do that tonight. I let them play through it. They're seniors, you know, but we didn't throw the ball to AJ, and we've got to throw it down in there.
Usually try to ask questions. An observation, it looked like you really excelled as a team in specialty situations tonight. Inbounds, you know, out of timeouts, inbounds at the side of the court, into the first half situations, those kind of things seem to make a big difference.
Well, Joe, that's a great observation, and that's something that we, you know, pride ourselves in. You know, Eddie Fogler and I have talked a lot over the years about, you know, you've got offense and you got defense, and you almost have special situations and inbounds plays, you know, out of bounds defense, last second plays, you got and all those things, and it's really important to be good at all of those, and we work hard at that. We work hard at being good at those things, and we were good tonight.
Talk about what you were asking your big guys to do to help with Downey and Frederick and those guys with the penetration issues.
Well, you know, we just tried to play good, solid defense, play our principles, and we didn't want to help up the lane, as we call it. You know, we don't want to help up the lane against a penetrator because then he drops it behind you and they get an easy layup. We try to flatten out, as we call it, but I think that our guys were just aware. They knew that the bulk of their scoring comes from those two guards, and so we just had to set the defense up to where we could guard them well.
Interesting. So many big shots in the game made by different people. You know, Metcalf with a big shot, Alex, of course, with a huge shot, Jermaine, a couple of big shots. It continues to amaze me how it just is shared so much in that regard.
Well, it is, and Shane wasn't Shane's normal self tonight, and he's certainly entitled. You know, he's entitled to play, have a little bit of an off night every once in a while, but I thought that, you know, Ross and AJ and Red and Allen and Jermaine, you know, all those guys made big plays for us, and that's what you got to have. You got to have, when your star isn't on his A game, then you got to have other guys step up and make plays. And we really kind of had that all season long.
Now you got a lot of young guys that are going to make their first trip to Rupp Arena.
Well, it'll be an interesting event for them because it always is the first time you go there. And even for me, I played there in college. I coached there as an assistant, and the first time I walked out there as a head coach, the first thing I said to myself was, wow, there are a lot of people here. And you know, knowing for years that the place holds 24,000,
right.
and you know, that's just one of those places that's been a difference maker over the years for their team, and you know, we've been able to go in there the last couple of years and play well and play smart and tough, and so hopefully we can figure out a way in the next 48 hours here to go do it again.
Congratulations.
Thank you.